Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to continue with the seven reasons to be the man or the pitcher. Mark 14:12, Classic Amplified. On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, as was customary, they killed the Passover lamb. Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you wish to go and prepare the Passover supper for you to eat?" This was a significant day in the life of Jesus. It was a time that he would share a meal with his disciples before his arrest, persecution, and crucifixion. Mark 14:13-16.
In the Classic Amplified Bible, Mark 14, starting with verse 13. "And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, 'Go into the city, and a man carrying an earthen jar or pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. And whatever house he enters, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover supper with my disciples? And he will himself show you a large upper room, furnished with carpets and with dining couches properly spread and ready there, prepare for us.' Then the disciples set out and came to the city and found everything just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover." Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, this is a significant passage of Scripture.
That's true.
With life-changing, destiny-shaping revelation. Amazing when you think about it. So let's talk about seven ways to be a man with a pitcher. Number one, be a divine connection. Every time we bless others at God's direction, we become his kingdom connection.
Hallelujah.
God wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others.
Number two, be a servant. Greatness is not measured by public perception, but rather a deliberate decision to serve others as God directs us. In Mark 9:35, it says, "And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all."
Number three, be a leader. There are defining moments in our lives when we step into a position of leadership, sometimes knowingly and other times unknowingly. The man with the pitcher of water unknowingly led the way for the living water, Jesus, to serve the disciples and ultimately each of us.
Wow.
Whether you see yourself as a leader or not, that isn't really the issue. God created and endowed each of us, you, each of us, with the seeds of greatness. He gave you the image of himself. He'll be a leader in your own family, friends, church, business, life.
Number four, be a facilitator. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word facilitator means one that helps to bring about an outcome, as learning, productivity, or communication. By providing indirect or unobtrusive assistance, guidance, or supervision. The man with the pitcher was being a facilitator without even knowing the full impact of what he was doing or how he was being used. God wants each of us to be facilitators.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, be prepared. President Abraham Lincoln once said, "I will prepare and someday my chance will come." Somebody once asked President Lincoln, what would he do if he had 8 hours to chop down a tree? President Lincoln said, "If I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 7 hours sharpening my axe." How much time do you spend sharpening your axe? How much time do you spend on those trips to the beauty or barber shop for haircut, hair care, cuts, froze, do's, bobs, weaves, or coloring? What about the money you spend on hairsprays, gels, shampoo, brushes, picks, or hair dryers? See, all this money goes on the outside of our heads. But the real question is, how much do we spend on what goes inside our head? You know, our book and CD MP3 library reveals the depth of respect for money and success that goes into our mind. And that's something to think about. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you bought a book meant to help you improve yourself from a Christian bookstore or a CD or MP3 series from your local church or a ministry like the Debt-Free Army? Preparation is important because we never really know when our kingdom moment will arrive.
It's good.
We've always taught that preparation precedes promotion. The Boy Scout motto is, be prepared. You can never be totally sure about when your opportunity for leadership and service will come to pass. So always, always be prepared. The man with the pitcher probably didn't realize he was about to become a kingdom connection for our Lord. But he was not, but I can tell you he was no doubt prepared.
That's right. Number six, be ready for things to change.
Amen.
Wow. Circumstances and facts change. Truth doesn't change. The Word of God is truth. The man with a pitcher saw his circumstances change when he went about doing women's work. Yet, doing something that had been considered demeaning for some men was not to the man with the pitcher. We believe the man was ready for things to change. When it comes to our finances, are we ready to, well, for things to change in a positive way? All of us want them to change, and our financial condition can change for the worse by a sudden accident or illness, an unforeseen layoff, or some sort of, well, catastrophic event like death or divorce. And our financial condition can change for the better with an unexpected bonus, an increase in salary, or maybe an unanticipated inheritance. Our final financial circumstances can change just like that, in a heartbeat, for better or worse. However, there is one thing that never changes. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." And in Hebrews 13:8, Classic Amplified, it says, "Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same, yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages." If God doesn't change, and we know he does not, and his word doesn't change, and we know it doesn't, if God's promises remain the same, and they have since time immemorial, and they are, it's obvious then that our circumstances are the one in things that can and need to change. However, when we look at things a little bit deeper, in Matthew 3:2, it says, "And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for repent is G3344, and it means to change one's mind. Classic Amplified translation of Matthew 3, verse 2 says, "And saying, repent, think differently, change your mind, regretting your sins and changing your conduct, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Where a person spends eternity changes the minute they change their mind. Whether we live in lack or surplus can change when we change our minds. Hallelujah. Wherever and whatever circumstances we're dealing with, they can change. Sometimes when we just change our mind about them.
That's good.
Romans 12:2, Classic Amplified says, "Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you." And let me throw in one more scripture, Acts 3:19, Living Bible. It says, "Now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to him so he can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord. When we change our minds about our circumstances, well, we'll be ready like the man in the picture when our time comes.
Number 7, be available, ready to be a blessing. The man with the pitcher was available, and he became a blessing for all the generations since. No question, God wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. Hebrews 6:14, Message Bible. He said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that's a great scripture to personalize. He said, I promise that I'll bless Miss Helen with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. He said, I promise that I'll bless Lawrence with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. God says, I'll bless you with everything I have. That sounds amazing. I wonder how many people are taking God up on that promise right now. Sadly, there are some people who love God with all their hearts, but they think when the scripture says that God will bless us, it refers only to eternal life, the sweet by and by. But that's just not what the scripture says. For instance, according to Strong's Concordance, the word bless found in Hebrews 6:14 is a Greek word that means bless, it means among other things, to cause, to prosper, to make happy, to be favored of God.
Wow. Eternal life would be enough, but think about what he wants to do right here on planet Earth.
And right now. That's it. We're talking about being blessed, prospered, and favored of God right here, right now. One more thing. As a man with a pitcher, you need to be ready at all times. Matthew 24:44, New Living Translation. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected.
Wow.
We need to be instant, in season, and out of season. The man with a pitcher was ready for his next assignment.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
It really is. You may want to listen to these 2 days of teaching because it really has got good stuff in it. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.